Mary Jackson.
Move the microphone down about 10 feet. First of all, thank you so much for coming this morning, because I know there are an awful lot of people thinking, this is the only dry part of today. I've got to get my tent down, got to get everything packed up. I'm guessing some of you have left other people behind doing that while you're taking the children away and coming here. But thank you very much for coming. My name, as has been said, is Mary Jackson, and I work for an organisation called Learning Through Landscapes. And our aim is to get children outside throughout their education for both learning and for play. And one of the things that we regularly say is there's no such thing as bad weather, just inappropriate clothing. And, you know, somehow this weekend I'm not convinced. But anyway, I think, you know, if I get... No, I think that still holds true. But the other thing is, obviously, today is all about doing things outside with children and doing things that aren't necessarily running around being manic all the time as well. And when I was given this space, you know, somebody said to me, is it okay that you're actually inside rather than outside? And again, I'm now feeling very, very grateful that we're inside. So all these activities relate to things that you can do outside. Some of them you can do inside as well, because we're going to do them inside today, or most of them. There is one little bit that some people might go outside for. But the idea is, I think often when we're either working with children, maybe at church or at school, welcome, come in. Or just in families, we think we've got to be manic with children all the time. We've always got to rush around and do things, and all they've got to do is be energetic all the time. And what I'm trying to do in this session is show that actually you can do some things that are really quiet and contemplative as well. And those really work with children too. And I think we don't expect our children sometimes to want to have peaceful times or to be good at having peaceful times. And one of these activities I did with my church at home, the children's group, at Easter, and we did the labyrinth. And the vicar afterwards came up to me and said, do you know, they all did it and they were all quiet, as if this was some kind of, you know, miracle that children in the church, from kind of toddlers up to about 7 or 8, were able to do things quietly and think about it and still enjoy it and get a lot out of it. One of the activities we were going to do today, we won't, and I will explain why as I go through. What I'm going to do is I'm going to outline 4 different activities, and basically you're going to be able to choose which one of those you do, and depending on the numbers, we will decide where exactly you're going to do them. So have a good listen. I will go through them all once, and then I'll just quickly recap so you can be reminded of what those activities are. The first activity is a pilgrimage, to plan a pilgrimage. A lot of people think that a pilgrimage is all about just where you're going to, but I want you to think about the journey to get there. So, a pilgrimage. Do any of the children here know what I mean when I say the word pilgrimage? Yeah, Megan? A walk to somewhere holy. What a great definition. Fantastic. Thank you, Megan. I know Megan because she introduced me at the beginning of the session. We introduced ourselves to each other. So that's what it is. And this pilgrimage is, I want you to think about the journey, and you're going to plan a journey. When I first thought of this, I thought, well, you could plan a journey from your tent to the main stage for the communion service, for example. And what you're going to do at the back, I will give you some sheets of paper. There's long sheets of wallpaper, lining paper. It's great paper to do this kind of thing with. And you are to plan, that group will plan a journey to somewhere special. Maybe from home to a journey that they might walk somewhere. And you can mark out your journey in footsteps along the way on the paper and the things that you will pass by on the way. And I want you to think about what you might look at and what you might see on the way. So you might pass by a special tree that you think is beautiful and you want to think about it while you're there. You might pass by a church or a holy place and you might want to think about it. Welcome, keep coming, it's excellent, more than area. So you might want to think about that as you go along. I'm going to give you all instructions as well, so don't worry if you kind of forget what you're meant to be doing. So there are instructions with each of them. But basically, but each place you're going to stop off on the way, you mark it on your plan of your pilgrimage and think about what you might do there. The marvellous Dave Walker has been brilliant, and he has given me some plans of the site. These are last year's plans, but without any annotation on them, and they'll be used for this activity to remind you if you want to do something around the site and for one of the other activities. So there are a few of those around, so don't worry if you decide to do something based here and you can't remember where everything is. It's not got the annotations on it, so you have to remember what everything is, as it were, but at least gives you a good idea. The second activity is designing your own outside quiet space. So you may want to think about creating a space that is somewhere special that you might want to remember people in that space. You might want to go and sit and just be quiet and pray in that space. And you're going to think about designing your own special space outside. And there's kind of three parts to this activity, and you'll probably get through the first two, and I don't expect anyone to get onto part three, so you might want to do that when you get home. The first bit is thinking about what you might want to do in that space. You might want to think about who might use that space, where you might create a special space. And that might be at your church, it might be at your school, it might be in your own garden. You want to think who's going to use it, when are they going to use it? You want to think what you're going to do there. You're just going to sit quietly and think. You're going to read. Are you going to pray about something? You're going to share time with others. So think about what you want to do in that space. And then I've got loads of images, lots of pictures of different outside spaces, quiet spaces. And what you're going to do with that is you're going to make a mood board. So what you'll do is you'll find the images that you like the look of. And you think, oh, I would like a space that looked a bit like that. And you're going to cut them out and you're going to stick them on a sheet and create a mood board of the type of space that you might like. What you would then normally do is design that space on a one-to-one scale. So you'd actually go into the space that you want to make your quiet space and actually lay out in that space the design of whatever you wanted. And you can use anything you like to do that. You could use ropes, you could use sheets, you could use carpet tiles, all sorts of things to lay out that space. So that's designing your own quiet space. The next one is a sense of greenbelt, which is when you will need your map of greenbelt. I think that's the one. Yes, that's the one. And this is all about thinking about using all our senses. Right, who can tell me what our senses are? Who can tell me one of our senses? If I tell you that sight is one of our senses, what are the other senses? Smelling, excellent. Yes? In the green top. Smelling, that's cool. Anybody else? What other? Yes. Hearing. So we've got sight, smelling, hearing. What else? What do we do with our tongues? Tasting. Yes. And the last one. Anyone think of the last one at the back? Feeling. Yes. Or touch. There are other senses as well, but those are the five main that we think about. So what I'm wanting you to do, the whole activity will be collecting lots of different senses from around Greenbelt. And you can do this, obviously, any space you think about. But the idea is that when you go home, these senses, these different things, remind you what Greenbelt was like. And I've got, first of all, I'm going to ask anybody who's doing this activity to take a little bit of card and a pen and go and sit in a space. If you dare, you can go outside. And you're going to sit down just for 2 minutes and put you in the centre of the space. So you have your bit of card. It's not as big as this, but this is just to show you. And you put you in the middle of it. And then you sit quietly as you can. And you listen to all the sounds around you. Then you make up little symbols for each of the sounds you hear. And you mark them on your card where they are in relation to you. So they might be behind you or in front of you or to the side. If they're really noisy sounds, you can mark them really big. If they're really quiet sounds, you mark them really small. You make up your own symbols. And then when you come back, then you're going to use your plans to mark on the site different sensory experiences that you feel or see or touch or taste around Greenbelt on your map. So that when you go home, it's another way of remembering what Greenbelt is all about and what it meant to you. The next activity. So far we've done, let's see, pilgrimage, design your own space, sense of Greenbelt. So the fourth one that we're going to do today is creating a labyrinth. This one has been affected a little by the weather. In my bag, this is my old duvet. For interest, you can rip up an old king-size duvet into strips of about 1.5 inches long. It goes about 200 metres, just for interest. So there's enough of this to make about half a dozen labyrinths in there, just 3-ring labyrinths. And the idea is you mark it out and you can use the space just outside there. There's plenty of space beyond that isn't being used as well. So that's probably where we'll do the labyrinths if you want to do those. And we're going to ask you just to do a 3-ring labyrinth. You have the instructions I will give you the instructions on your back of your sheet. And then when you've done that, you will also have little bits of card. And I want you to put down on the card things that you might want to think about as you walk around the labyrinth. The labyrinth is a good opportunity for being really quiet and just thinking about things around you, things that are important to you, maybe things that worry you. And you can write little notes on the card or draw pictures at different stages as you go around for other people to look at as they go around. And the final activity is one that unfortunately has been totally scuppered by the weather. This was creating kites, which would have been fun, but it was made out of tissue paper and unfortunately my tent leaked. So that is completely stymied, but unfortunately you won't be able to make kites, but I do have the instructions. The instructions themselves are a little damp, but if you can kind of peel them apart from the other ones, you're more than welcome to take them home and use those as well. But the idea, what this is based on, is in Bermuda, every year on Good Friday, they make kites, and their kites are actually hexagonal. And this was based on a primary teacher wanting to explain the ascension and having some quick method of doing it. So they made kites to show how Jesus was lifted into heaven. But the idea was to put your prayers in the tail and fly your kite. So you're more than welcome to get those if you wish. I also have another activity just in case anybody finishes terribly early, but I don't think you will. So hopefully that's what we're going to do. So I'll go through them once more, and then I will ask you to tell me which ones you want to do, and I will send you to a space, and then I will bring the stuff you need to do it. Okay, is that clear?
Yes.
Marvellous. I like a very responsive audience. He had a good night's sleep last night, that's why. It wasn't on site. Right, the first one is the pilgrimage. It's drawing your plan of a pilgrimage, what you might see on the way, and where you might go to. The second one was designing your own quiet space, which is cutting up lots of images of places that you like the look of and making a mood board. The third one is the sensory one, where you might actually go outside and sit down and listen to the senses and then think about how all your senses are used around Greenbelt. And the fourth one is the labyrinth. So, if I could have hands up people who would like to do the pilgrimage. That's the walk around. One or two. Excellent. Thank you, person at the back. Excellent. I'm going to suggest that I will bring things to you at the back. So if you kind of head towards around the kind of bar area, I will bring the stuff you need out that way over there. Obviously, if you decide to change your mind, that's absolutely fine. Who wants to design their own quiet space? Excellent. Well, we will have you guys at the front here. Okay, so we'll kind of somewhere around here, we'll sort that out. Okay, a sense of Greenbelt. Who wants to go outside and... Marvellous. Right, this group, if you come and wait over here, I'll bring the stuff here, and then we'll sort out where you come when you come back, but your first activity will be going outside. So that leaves people wanting to do labyrinths. Hands up, labyrinths. Okay, those wanting to do labyrinths, I will give you your stuff. Maddie or Debbie, if I can give you the stuff and then send you off with it. You will be outside in that space there or beyond, okay? So there's plenty of room, but it is slightly damp. Okay, you needn't sit down, but if you can just kind of clear part the way so I can just kind of see everybody for a second. In order to give a few minutes for questions if you want to at the end, I'm just going to quickly whiz through that. As you know, there are some labyrinths out opposite in the green room over there. There are three labyrinths. Please, though, go and walk at least one of them if you haven't seen them. At the back, there are some pilgrimages. See if you can work out where they've gone and what they've seen. We have one sensory activity here, which is superbly done. So do take your time to look at it. And lots of design in quiet spaces. So please, if you can rush around fairly quickly, I'd be really grateful just so that we've got a little bit of time for questions at the end. Also, I've put all the different activities out there, plus an extra one. The kites one is very damp, plus also some information from the organisation I work for that you might find interesting as well. So as quickly as you can, and then I'm going to gather you back in for 5 minutes at the end. Right, as people kind of come back in, we are going to bring them. Yes, if anybody has any questions that they would like to ask, please, we have a microphone so that you are going to be recorded if you've got a question. So, If everybody else just kind of settles down, that's fine. You know, keep moving and wandering around. But if you can just, you know, be quiet while people ask questions, if anyone has any questions. So put your hand up. Yeah.
Hi, I just wondered how you'd found schools' responses to it. How, you know, if you've had to kind of persuade them towards this sort of thing, or if they've been quite open to it already and they've actually approached you.
Yeah, it's interesting. Most of the stuff I do with schools isn't obviously necessarily faith-based. It's just generally designing outside spaces and using outside spaces. Some of it is for contemplation. Generally very positive. There's a fantastic school that I recommend anybody visiting, and they've produced a book that explains what they've done. It's called the Coombs Primary School near Reading, and they welcome visitors, and their retired head will probably show you around, and she will tell you it takes 3 hours to show you around their school grounds. And it does. Especially when she does, because she's got all the stories of what she did over about 35 years of being head there. And one of the things that they really concentrate on at the school is spirituality. It is a church school. And the things they do there are absolutely fantastic. They do silent walks. It's one of the favourite things that the children do. They each take a carpet tile with them that they've got, you know, from the local carpet store when they've got rid of their next lot of samples. And they walk through the woods, which they have planted themselves over 30 years. When they went to the site, it was just a barren site. And they walk through the woods, and each child is dropped off at a spot, and they sit, and they're near enough to see the next person, but far enough away to be quiet on their own. And they just sit and think and contemplate, and then they'll come back and they'll pick the children up as they go past. They do the labyrinth as well, and what they do for that is they'll often take black plastic and mark out the labyrinth on the grass, leave it there for about 3-4 weeks, take it up, and you've got a path left in the grass, and you also learn obviously about photosynthesis as well. And that school has produced a book called The Coombs Approach, and I recommend it to anybody because it's got a lot about how they do these things, why they do it, their whole philosophy, and an excellent section all about kind of spirituality with children. So, brilliant. Anybody else? Other questions? Probably answered it all in that one question. Brilliant. Well, I mean, I thank you all for taking part and being so engaged with it and enthusiastic about it all. You've produced some really lovely things. There's hardly any sheets left, so that means hopefully everybody's taken things. I will clear up the labyrinth, but if you want to take away any of the pictures or the things you've written about the labyrinth, please, you know, do take them away, and then I'll go up and clear up the labyrinth after that. So thank you very much. Hope you don't get too wet for the rest of the day, and have a great rest of Greenbelt. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Mary. Thank you.